It's only mutter if mechlal it's not spread out a tefach. So one pshat Rashi Shreya Pshat we had this on Shabbos is that mechlal when it comes to the bottom of the canopy, when it comes onto the bed, you like make a line first going straight down in the middle. Now straight down on each side we say it didn't go a tefach away from the middle line. Even on the bottom of the ground, when the canopy comes down to the bed, it doesn't spread out a tefach this way or a tefach this way. Then it's only called the mechitza. But if on the bottom, even though here it's mamash to a point, and come out the whole way down is very, very narrow, just at the bottom here, it spreads out to from the middle point, there's a tefach this way and a tefach this way. In other words, there's two tefachim separated, then it's osur. That's called the gag. Avu yesh bishipua tefach. But if the whole slant at the bottom is separated by a tefach, then we say shipua oilim kerelim domi. The slant of an oil is also considered like you make a roof, and that's awesome. So the obvious question is, how do you have a canopy like that? Like a monoshev, usually the canopy is going over the bed. Now how could you have a bed that's less than 2 tefachim wide? And 2 tefachim, that's 8 inches. I don't know anybody can sleep in a bed 8 inches. Like usually the bed is a gzunta a few tefachim wide. So the canopy has to come down to the bottom of the bed, so it has to be spread out. So for sure, it's always spread out more than a tefach. So how could you say it's only mutter when it's less than that? So let's see Rashi. Rashi has this question. Rashi says, Bishipua, mi kenegedem tsoyes gago, from amish the middle of the gag, drop a line straight down. Admokim sheshfas yirias kolashom. Lohirchus tefach. It doesn't spread out more than a tefach. Teve kula kedoifin. Then the whole slant is considered like a wall. The enkan oil cloud, there's no roof at all. Tefach, but if by the whole slant of the sides at the bottom it spread out more than a tefach, that's a slant. Alpha pishum mishupa, even though it's like pretty a sharp slant, curry oil still is called an oil. Kiravon the pligi at the Rebbe Lezer Masechta Sukkah. Kach shemati, that's the way I heard this pshat. As long as on the bottom it spread out more than a tefach each way, it's awesome. For Rashi v'koshli, I have a kasha to this. Eze mita, what kind of bed do you have? Shein baruch b'shnei tefachim. That's not wider than 2 tefachim. Oy gimu chosam ashu. Shei begaga pochus mitefach. O shnei shipuyin kolechot pochus mitefach. How could you have such a narrow bed to say on the top it's less than a tefach, and even when it comes down from the middle point, it's not a tefach wide. It's not 2 tefachim wide. That means the bed is less than 2 tefachim. How do you have such a bed like that? So Rashi learns v'yeshloimar shamita rechava kimishpota. No, we're talking about a normally wide bed. But the picture is like Rashi has here. V'naklitin harbe yotzen hemenu lishnei roshir. Naklitin means like a string is going straight across from one side of the bed to the other side of the bed. Or else it means a bars that are going straight across. And over these bars, you throw the canopy. Harbe yotzen hemenu lishnei roshir v'yolen l'mala sudurin echad namach v'yechad gevoya. The top of it looks like the top of this picture here. There is a string going straight across one side of the bed to the other. One string is higher, one string is lower, one string is higher, one string is lower, one is higher. So when you throw this material over it, the material is going to go up and down, like the top of this picture is. That's the way it goes across the bed. So if each up and down is less than a tefach wide, that's when we say it's mutter. But if each up and down is wider than a tefach, then it's awesome. See, you can have it. It goes up and down a few times, 10 times. If each up and down is less than 2 tefachim separated, that's when it's mutter. Then it's not considered an oil. It's only considered a wall. But if this top here gets separated more than 2 tefachim, then it's awesome. So, kids, you can have a case that the bed is very, very wide, but on top it's going up and down, and each up and down is less than 2 tefachim away. That's still called mutter. That's not called an oil. That's only called shipu oilim. It's called the size. It's called the wall. Right. V'yomar Rav Shisha Brei de Ravidi. Saino, that's a hat. Rosh says the tekoiva, a type of a hat. Shori, you're allowed to wear a hat on Shabbos. Predigmarva Tan Yoser. Another brisa says, no, you're not allowed to wear a hat on Shabbos. And the Gemara Lekasha, ho de yis be tefach, ho de les be tefach. One hat is talking about a very wide brim. It's a wide brim, a tefach, then it looks like an oil, like you have an oil on top of your head. That's also to put on Shabbos. So Drashi signed the shari, koiva shalevet, shalovet, piece of material, a hat made out of a stiff material, shakarim palti, mutalotis be Shabbos. You're allowed to wear this hat on Shabbos. Another brisa says it's also that there it is. Hod yispe tefach. Sheyotze tefach roiches vosein. The brim is a tefach wide. Lala meroishe also devi oil. Then we say it's also to wear a hat that has a wide brim, because the brim is like an oil. And it's also like you're making an oil on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the hat on Shabbos. And the Brisa that says it's mutter is where the hat is less than a tefach, the brim is less than a tefach wide. So at the Gemara, Elo Meyatev, that's true. Sharviv beglima tefach hochin armad yoser. Let's say you have like a talus you're putting over your head. And you have something that makes the talus stick out of the head more than a tefach. So it should also be yoser. As any time the talus sticks out more than a tefach, it's like an oil. So hold that little Rashi. Sharviv beglima. Herech betalisa lahava meroshoi. If you have your talus sticking out over your head, for hoitzi tefach, and it sticks out more than a tefach, wider than your head. Is hachin aim the osir? You want to say it's osir? So here's the way Rashi learns the pashut mash from the Gemara. So this is not called an oil. This is called a malbush. Something you wear derech malbush. That's your clothing. That's not called an oil. So mele by a hat also, no matter how wide the hat is, there shouldn't be any is oil. That's a malbush. It's something you're wearing now. What you're wearing is not called an oil. So the Gemara I was to steer with a brisa. Why is one brisa say you're not allowed to wear a hat on Shabbos? Elo lekasha. Hode mahadik, hode lo mahadik. One is talking about the hat is tight on your head. If it's tight on your head, then we're not afraid it'll fall off. Then you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. But the Brisa that says that it's usur, if the hat is too big on you, it's bigger than your size. So there we're afraid the hat will fly off on Shabbos, and you come to carry it, you're not allowed to wear a hat that's loose on you. Drashi, ho de mahadik, ho de le mahadik. The time loy mishum oil hu. The issue here is not because it's an oil. Als oil, the Rashi learns, will be mutter because it's a derech malbush. There's no oil wearing a hat. Ela dilma nofu mereisha v'yosel asuye. Now we're afraid here, maybe the hat will fall off your head, and you come to pick it up and carry it in the Rishus Rabbim. Hilkach, ki mahadik v'kosha b'ritzua tachet savar ashori. Rashi learns tight means the mamash have a strap coming down around your neck, holding down your hat. That's the hat that's mutter to wear according to Rashi. V'iloy osir. If you don't have a strap coming down around your neck, holding down your hat, it's also to wear a hat on Shabbos. Because we're afraid maybe you'll fall off and you come to carry it. So the ma'aseh, one of the terem to wear our hat, even though it's not tied down, is that we're not afraid we'll come to carry it, is because we don't go begila rush. Like one should be wearing a hat without a yarmulke, so we're not afraid to come to walk with the hat and carry it. Because we don't walk begila rush without wearing anything. So therefore, we're not afraid to come to carry it on Shabbos. So the shalom will be, what about if you're wearing a yarmulke underneath your hat? So you're wearing a yarmulke underneath your hat, then if your hat falls off, there should be a shalom, maybe you come to pick it up and carry it. In Sayyidina Chanami, you should try and make sure that the hat is tight on your head. You have to wear your size. You shouldn't wear a larger size than you. So that's the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns a little bit different. Tosis learns that the Isser is still Mishum oil. The Gemara is not Choyzer. Tosis learns that as falling off your head, we're not afraid so much. Could be because the hat also, you don't walk without a hat. So Monashev, you're wearing a hat already. If it falls off, you're not going to walk with it. You'll put it right on. We're not afraid it'll fall off. But Tosis learns there's still a Shalom Mishum oil. Look at the end of the first Tosfos. Av Rabbeinu Tam Meforish to Mehedik Osur. That means Kishatefach Hayotzim in Akoy VeChosit Sheina Nichvaf. If the tefach of that brim that sticks out of your hat, is a stiff brim, now that doesn't bend, so then it looks like an oil. That's Osur. Veniru Oil Lufize Koyvim Asurim. According to this pshat, like the Kashin Gemara was then, if you have a talus over your head that's sticking out of tefach, should be yosur. The Torah says a talus is a thin material. It's bendable material. So since it bends over, that's not called an oil. Mashenken, if you have a material, a hat made out of thick material, that's a stiff material, doesn't bend, stiff material is called an oil. Therefore, it's also to put a hat on Shabbos, if the brim is wide tefach, because it looks like an oil. That's the way Tosis holds. Halacha, I think, b'machum, like both sheet is really, but they try and find the tail, according to Tosis, how can you wear a white hat? Now some want to say our hats are not so thick, the way Tosis is talking about, the material is not that stiff. It is bendable, it wouldn't have a shame oil on it. We also, what they were talking about, that our hats, we don't make it wide, b'davka, to protect us from the sun. Could be Tosis talking about, you had it wide to protect you from the sun. But ours is not there to protect you from the sun so much, so there wouldn't be an issue. So the Mishnah, Marzirin Sir Hatachtoin Bemigdish. In the base of Migdish, they didn't make any Xeris Midrabonin. So if you have your door, so the door usually has like two hinges, a bottom hinge and a top hinge. So this hinge is like it has a peg there that went into the hole on the bottom to make the door stick there. In other words, you had a door, and there was like a peg coming out on top of the door, and a peg coming out on bottom of the door, and he used to put it into the hole. There was a hole on the bottom, this peg went in the bottom, and there's a hole on top, the top peg went at the hole on top, that's what held the door in place, and then you swing the door around. Now, what about if the bottom one came out of its place? So, vices midirais, it's mutter to put it back again, it's only osim midirabonim. So, ma'achzirin, sirat tachtim b'migdish. In the base of Migdish, we don't make any xeris. So if the bottom peg comes out of place, you're allowed to put the door back in place. There's no way to binyan on Shabbos. Avoloi b'medina. But chutz from the base of Migdish, even in Yerushalayim, it's awesome. With the Rabbonin, it looks like a binyan. Drashi ma'achzirin, sirat tachtim. Yeshodeles chaloin shidatei b'migdom. Shabsach mitzadeim. The sirat tachtim kol zaman shlo yotz elyon. Kozman, the top peg did not come out. The bottom peg by itself is very easy to put back in place again, so there's no issue of binyan. As long as the top peg is in place, if the bottom one comes out, so you're allowed to put it back in place on Shabbos. Just with the Rabbanon, it's awesome. Therefore, in the base of Migdish, it's mutter. There's a gzeira involved. Shema yitoka begarasin. Maybe you come to bang that peg in with a hatchet. Or the makla is a type of a hammer, there'll be malucha. If you'll put it in tight, anytime you bang something in tight in place, that's an issa binyan, after you talk us, doimut a binyan. That would be awesome. So they made gzera, even though here you just have to put the bottom peg in place easily, still it's also, maybe you'll bang it in there hard. What about the top peg? If the top part of the door comes out of place, then kan v'kan osur. Even on the base of midrash, it's osur, because here it's more kibinyan. So Drashi v'elyon, the chiva and the yotz elyon, once the top peg comes out of place, kulei noifum. It's like the whole door is out of place now. And if you put the door into place on Shabbos, devi kabayin, it's like putting the door back on its hinges on Shabbos, that's awesome. Because sava yesh binyan makli, that this man the yom holds, there's an itch of binyan by kelim. Or malach alay hutra filu b'migdish. Something that's awesome in the right to do an itch of binyan, it's not mutter, even in the base of Migdish. In the Beis Hamikdash, we only say kulis on Isur, but the Rabbanis we could be mekul, but not on Isur as the Arises. But the Yehuda Roim, Yehuda holds no. For El Yoin b'Migdash, he holds no. Even if the top peg comes out, still there's no Issa Binyan. It's not called Binyan, you just have to put it back in place again. Really, it's Mutim with the Arises. It's only Yosim with the Rabbanim. So therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, it's Mutter. V'yatachtoin, El Yoin b'Migdash is Mutter. No, I'm not sure. The atachtoin b'medina, and the tachtoin is mutya. The atachtoin b'medina, the tachtoin is even mutya b'medina. As he goes, the cooler Rabbi Yehuda, that the top one, true, it's osir b'medina, but in the Beis Hamikdash is mutter. And the bottom peg, if it comes out of place, even chutz from the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, tzir deles, if you have this peg from the door, that's the door of a shida teva migdol, that's like a closet, a chest, these are kelim. The Migdash, if it came out of, in the base of Migdash, Machzirin, you're allowed to put it back in place. The Medina, what about chutz from the base of Migdash? Doichkin, you're allowed to just push it back. You just, if the bottom one came out, Doichkin just put it back in place. Trashu the Medina, Doichkin, im lo yotze kulif, the whole peg didn't come out of place, mechur haskupa, it didn't come out of the hole from the stoop there, elihis chulishamit. Just the peg started to come out of the hole. It's doich in the chur. You're allowed to push it back into the hole. That's mutter to do even in the Medina. Even chutz from the base of Midrash, that's mutter. For Elyon, let's say even the top peg came out of place. That push means the whole door, like, came off. Then kan v'kan lo yachzer. Even in the base of Midrash, you're not allowed to put it back. Why? Gzeira shem yitoker. Here it's a gzeira, maybe you put it back tight. V'yimtoka chayiv chatis. And if you will put it back tight, there's an issur d'oraisa. Rashi, Velyon Khan Bakan Osala Hasir, Devi Boina Mamish. It's Mamish Abinyan. Why? Shemi Yitoka Shemiachti Keno Bamakvas Vagarzin, Devim Locha, Yatachtoina Bamdina Koy. Rashi separated. It's again, it sounds like this. Velyon Khan Bakan Lo Yachsir. Igzera Shem Yitoka. Velyon Khan Bakan Lo Yachsir. Period. Why Lo Yachsir? Because the top is also Midiraisa. Now, where that's what it says, Gzeira Shema Yitoka, Yitoka Chayev Chatis, that's going on the bottom one, where Rashi says. Shema Yitoka, Shema Yechzenel Makos Vagazin, Vimloch Batachtoin Vimdina Koi. Di Elyon Koi Vimigdash, Hevelay Shvus, Tach Gzeira Shvus, Vishum Shema Yitoka, Vimai Mister Vimigdash. That even though the Lashon is a bit of Modnam, but Rashi can't be Yosem in the Beis HaMikdash. Because it says clearly it's only a Shvus. It's only Yigzera. Maybe you'll make it tight. So that's only Yosem in the Rabbonin. Therefore, that's what it says, if it's Yosem in the Rabbonin, because maybe you make it tight, that's going on the bottom peg, that in the Beis HaMikdash Takim it's Mutter, it's only Yosem Chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it Yosem? Because we're afraid maybe you put it back tight. What about Shelbur, Vishaldos, Vishal Yitzim? There's a type of holes in the ground. You have a ditch, long or wide, is layachser. Then you can't put it back. Since this is mechubal akaker, these are not kalim. This mamish, you're putting back a door to the ditch or the ground. Anything to do with the karka, that's mamish nisa diraisa of binyan. Rashi shalbor v'shaldos. There'll be binyan ha-mechubal akaker. This is called you're putting a door onto the ditch that's mamish in the ground. The choshev binyan b'choldu. When you're building something into the ground, there'll be an issur binyan even a kol shu. So any little bit adding the door back to the ground is osur. Rashi's bor means b'chfira, digging down, dus b'binyan, you have like a house built into the ground, b'toich ha-karka, a cave in the ground, you build a cave, a tunnel, in the ground, that's called a dus. Right. Machzirin retia b'migdish. If you have a band-aid, well, this is a special type of a band-aid that has medicine on the band-aid. That it's also to put such a band-aid on Shabbos. Since the band-aid has medicine on, it's called the refuah. Because our band-aids has no refuah on it, so to put, if you have a cut, you're allowed to put a band-aid on the cut on Shabbos. But if you have a type of a cloth that has full of medicine on it, you're not allowed to put it on the makim etchil on Shabbos. Now, what about if you put it on before Shabbos, and it fell off on Shabbos? So, Pasha, that's also to put back on Shabbos. But yet the Mishnah says, "Machzirin retia b'migdish." In the base of migdish, you're allowed to. The Moshe of a Kohen had a wound in his hand, so he put on the band-aid, the medicine before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, when it does the avodah, the Shas avodah, you can't have a chatzitza. You have to take the cloth off your hand when you do the avodah. So after he took it off, after he finished the avodah, he wants to put it back on again. Is it mutter? Yes. In the base of migdish, we don't make this gzeir of refuah. Machzirin retia b'migdish. Avoloi b'medina. But what's nogeya not to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a shvus, you can't put this medicine on you on Shabbos. Now, in betchila, kan v'kan osur. But to put it on betchila, even in the Beis HaMikdash is osur. Now, that's not called such a big tzarech. Trash in betchila, shlo hoysa kshuru aboy join. You didn't have the band-aid, this medicine on before Shabbos. V'koyin zeh lo yisalko l'tzarech avoydum. And the koyin did not take it off now for the purpose of avoydum. Stam, a kohen stam that has a wound, and he wants to put a bandit on now that has medicine on Shabbos, is kan v'kan osur. V'ochel ekle meimer ein shvus de migdish. Dovadai hai shvus lav tzor gavoyu. Elo tzor chatzmoy. Like the reason why the kohen wants to put medicine on his wound is not for the base of migdish, it's not for the korban, it's for his own private use. So something was negated to the kohen himself, that doesn't have to do with the base of migdish. So therefore he's like anybody else, that is exera midrabonin, you can't use refuah on Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin, Ritiya Shepirsha Miyagabe Maka. If the Ritiya, you know, you had this band-aid, this material, with medicine on it, wrapped around your wound, and it came off on Shabbos, Ritiya Shepirsha Miyagabe Maka, Machzirim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put back on Shabbos. You're allowed to put it back. Trashi Shenoflo, it fell off, over Medina Koi, even out of the base of Migdish. Olochi Nokat Pirsha Shalanot Lamidas. You have no right to take it off. But it fell off by itself. In the case that it fell off, since it was on before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. We have Yehuda Reisim. Yehuda says no. Once it fell off the Makkah, it's off. Now to put it back on again is an Issim, the Rabbonim, it's a Shavuos, you're doing a refuah on Shabbos. What about Huchla Kol Lamata? It just slipped a little bit downwards. Then Doich Kol Lamalam. You're allowed to push it back up. Since it didn't fall off your hand altogether, that's not called you're putting back the refuah on Shabbos. What about Lamala? It slipped higher than the womb. Is Doich Kalamatam. Just push it downward. That's also Mutter. O Magala Miktas Ritiya. Now let's say you want to clean out the wound itself, like this pus there, and you want to get the pus out of the wound. So the Yetzer is, take off part of the Band-Aid. O Magala Miktas Ritiya. Pick up part of this material. O Mekaneach Piyamaka. And clean off the opening of the wound. And then put that side of the material down again. So it's never considered you took off the whole band-aid with the medicine. Then v'chayzum agala mixes ratiya. Now to do the other side also, start on the other side of this material now, and pick it up a little bit. Umakaneach piyamaka. And clean off the piyamaka, take off the pus from the piyamaka. of a reti atzma, this band-aid itself, this type of material itself, lo yikaneich. You're not allowed to smooth it out, clean it out. Mevnei shuma mareich. We're talking about now on this band-aid, there's a lot of seif. You have medicine on it. You have like a slight of seif there. So to smooth out the seif on Shabbos, that's nisim mareich. You're not allowed to smooth out something on Shabbos. So therefore you can't smooth out the medicine that's on the material itself. Drashi, shuma mareich. Yamachlik gumois shebretiyah. Something else even. There are holes in the retiyah. It wasn't a smooth cloth. It has holes in it. Meruach, so if you smooth out the seif on the cloth, you're smoothing it out in the holes. Now meruach rashi chayim shumamachin. That's called smoothing out something. That's awesome. V'yim meruach, let's say you do smooth out this cloth, it's chayiv chatis. Then you chayiv chatis. Same thing with vaseline, you shouldn't smooth out vaseline on your body on Shabbos. V'yim meruach chayiv chatis. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Omer Rav Chisda, that water ever falls off, you can't put it back on again. Omer Rav Chisda, lo ishano el shapir shagabi kli. Only if it fell off onto a kli. Avo pir shagabi karka. But let's say your bandage fell off completely and went on the ground, then divri hakol osur. Even a Tanakama holds then it's osur. If it fell off onto the floor, it's considered like it's not here at all, and now it's considered like you're putting it back on new on Shabbat, that's osur. Omamar Baravashi. Hevikim no kaime ava. I was going in front of my father. Nofla le yavat sadya. Now his bandage fell off him and it fell onto his pillow. V'makom ahadale. And he put it back on again on Shabbos. Is aminale tarakashet him. I asked him, loisov lomar, don't you hold lohod the yom Rav Chisda. That Rav Chisda just got finished saying that machloikis. Where is it a machloikis that Rav Yehuda said it's osarim shepir shagavi kli? Because when it just falls onto a kli like here, this mice was the bandage fell off onto the pillow. So it only fell onto a kli. That's where the machlekes said that true, the Tanakhama says it's mutter, but Yav Yehuda and Alokh is like Yav Yehuda said it's osur. Abba Pirshra Gabi Karka, for when it falls onto the ground, then it's osur according to everybody. But Akol Ponim in your case, which fell onto the pillow, according to Yav Yehuda, it's osur. And V'yomar Shmuel just got finished saying, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the band-aid that has the medicine on it fell off the wound, even though it went onto a kli, you're not allowed to put it back on again on Shabbos. Amalei, he answered back, Enechanami, Loi Shmili, I didn't hear that. Kleima, what do I mean to say? Loi Shmili, I don't hold like Shmuel says. I don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I pass like the Tanakhama. That calls the man the band-aid didn't fall onto the ground, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. But Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that if it fell off, you're not allowed to put it back. Yes, that's the Mishnah. Koishrin neimo b'migdash. You're allowed to tie the string of a harp. If it breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to tie it in the base of Migdash. In other words, the Levium, when they say the shear, they have to have the kalim, they have to have the harp. If the harp broke on Shabbos, this Mishnah holds, you're allowed to fix it on Shabbos, because machshure mitzvah ad doiche Shabbos. Since the korban itself you're allowed to bring on Shabbos is doicha Shabbos, who are then the machshirim for the korban when the levim have to say their shir and they need their kelim, it's also doicha Shabbos. Avloi b'medina, but avada out of the base of Migdash, it's all said as nisiyadi rice. So kshira, you're making a kesher shakayam. It's one of the lamates malachas. V'yim betchila, let's say either like Rashi said, you didn't have the harp bechlal before Shabbos, you first want to go tie it up on Shabbos now, or else the chur if it broke before Shabbos, that you could have fixed it before Shabbos, is kan v'kan awesome. Even in the Beis Hamikdash also it's awesome. Because the maskon, this is called a hechsher mitzvah, that was efshar la'asay from Yerush Shabbos, you could have fixed it before Shabbos, therefore it's not a deicha Shabbos. It's only deicha where it broke on Shabbos, so you couldn't fix it before Shabbos. Then we say the machshirim are deicha Shabbos, in the Beis Hamikdash you're allowed to tie up the knot for the kinar, for the harp. So to gemar reminu, I have a stira. And the other brayser says, "Neimas kinu shenifsekom lehoyu koishre eloinva." If the string of the harp broke on Shabbos, they didn't tie it up, but just made an aniva. They only made a bow. So chutz astira. Our Mishnah says you could even make a kesher, tie it up. And the Gemara lekasha, hor rabbonin, hor rebbeleza. This the brayser goes according to rabbonin, and now Mishnah goes according to rebbeleza. So what? Le Rabbi Eliezer diyama machshire mitzvah doichen esa Shabbos. According to Rabbi Lezer, his sheet there is a hechsher for the mitzvah. No, it's not the mitzvah itself, like here. The korban itself that everybody holds you allowed to bring on Shabbos. Now, to fix this harp in order for the Levium to sing their shir, it's not the actual mitzvah, it's only a hechsher for the mitzvah. So Rabbi Elazar's shita is even a hechsher for the mitzvah is also derechas Shabbos. So the main of the din is kosher, you're allowed to tie it up, even though you're doing an issa d'oraisa, you're doing a melacha of kshira, but it's mutter because it's a hechsher mitzvah. But the Rabbanan, the Amri, according to Rabbanan, they say, ain't doichin, no, that you're not allowed to do an issa d'oraisa. A hechsher mitzvah is not derechas Shabbos, only the mitzvah itself, only the korban itself, but not to fix the kelim. As I say, all you're allowed to do is just make a bow, because a bow is only yossi mid rabbonin, and mid rabbonin it's mutter in the Beis Hamikdash. For the Gemara, e Reb Elazar, if our Mishnah goes according to Reb Elazar, afilu chetchilo nami, as Reb Elazar sheet to read that the hechsher mitzvah is doich Shabbos, so it's mutter to do it even if you don't have a harp from before Shabbos. Like you first want to make the harp on Shabbos, that's Reb Elazar sheet. By a milo, you're allowed to first make the knife for a milo on Shabbos, since that's the hechsher mitzvah. So even though you could have fixed it before Shabbos, so what? According to Reb Elazar, the hechsher mitzvah is doich Shabbos. So our Mishnah Lechura can't go according to Reb Elazar. And for the Gemara, Elo Loi Kasha, there's no stira in the Brice and the Mishnah. Hor Reb Yehuda, v'hor Rabbonin. I tell you, one goes according to Reb Yehuda. His our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. That Reb Yehuda's shita is, Aniva is also an Av Melacha. In Masech the Shabbos we had in Akuf Yugimel, he was making a bow is also awesome with Raisa. So Mela, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no nafgamina if you're going to make a knot or if you're going to make a bow. They're both called an issi d'oraisa. Therefore, Vice Tracy holds that the hechsher mitzvah is doich Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to make a knot. And hor Rabbonin, the Rabbonin say no, an aniva bow is only there's no issi d'oraisa by making a bow. Therefore, since you can make a bow, what do you have to be doich Shabbos for making a knot? You're better off just making a bow and not being doich Shabbos. For the Gemara now, Rabbi Yehuda, true, Rabbi Yehuda shoot there is, even a naniva making a bow is also midiraisa. Of Aliba the man, who does Rabbi Yehuda hold like? E Aliba the Rabbi Elazar Kamar, if he's going according to the sheet that's Rabbi Elazar, that says a hechsher mitzvah is doicha Shabbos, that's why you're allowed to make the aniva or the kshira on the harp on Shabbos, even though you're doing a nisi deraisa of kshira, because hechsher mitzvah is doicha Shabbos, or bezoi the kashra is back again. I feel look at chilonami. Why does the Mishnah only say that if it broke on Shabbos, you could fix it? Even if it broke, you want to make a metchila on Shabbos, it should be mutter. Because Rabbi Elazar sheet there is that a hechsher mitzvah is doicha. So the Gemara, the Maskoner is, Elo lo kasha, there's no stira. Hor Rabbi Shimon, hor Rabbonin. That our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin sheet there is, that we say a hechsher mitzvah is doicha Shabbos enechnami. It's only when it's EF shalasoysam yero Shabbos, if you couldn't have done it before Shabbos. So therefore it's good our Mishnah. The Tanya we learned. Ben Levi shenifsako loy neima bikina. If a Levi's harp, it broke on Shabbos, that nifsako loy neima, a string broke on Shabbos, is alocha koshroi. Rabbanan say you're allowed to make a knot, even though making a knot is nisi deraisam. But since it only broke on Shabbos, so it was EF should have fixed it before Shabbos, therefore machshira mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says no, only make a knot. Yeah. Only make a bow, because he holds there's no heter to do an issi d'oraisa, therefore the heter is only to make a bow, which is not also a d'oraisa. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says a third svara. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar went there, afi eino mashmas es hakol. No, it doesn't help to make a knot, because making a knot won't make the harp play nicely. Elo, what's the etzah mishalshol milmato? Loosen it on the bottom a little bit, the string, the korech mamala, and tie it on top. In other words, it shouldn't have to make a knot at all. Oy meshal shemamalo, lower it on top, the korech mamato, and tie it on the bottom. That's the etzer. But I call upon him, our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin, that a hechsher mitzvah is only doicha where it was efsha, you couldn't do it before Shabbos. For you boy, the same another teretz is, hor v'hor Rabbonin, we both go according to Rabbonin, both prices, like Hashem. Kan b'yemtza kan minatzad. If it broke in the middle of the string, then the only way to fix it is by making a knot. But of course you have to make it tight. But if it broke on top, minatzad, then you can make a bow, even that is good. For boy, you say another teretz is no hob hob yemtza. Both prices are talking about where it broke, the string broke in the middle. So masav gazrinim or masav le gazrinim. That really you should be allowed to make a knot, because the only way to make it play nicely is with a knot. You have to make it tight. You know, the price that says you should only make an aniva, he makes a gzera. A gzera that if you come to make a knot where it ripped in the middle, we're afraid you'll come to make a knot even in the case where it broke on top. And in the case where it broke on top, there you have no right to make a keshem, to make the knot to do the issi d'oraisa, because there you could just as well make only an aniva. So therefore he holds we are geyser, and our Tana of the Mishnah holds we don't make the gzeira.